Your Thought Life podcast. I am your host, Michael Anderson. Before we get started, just want to ask a quick favor. Please head over to wherever you listen to us and subscribe. And if you will be so kind, please leave us a rating and review. That'll help the show tremendously. Thank you so much for your partnership and for your time today. How to deal with emotions. How do we deal with emotions? More often than not, we don't deal with them very well. Getting mastery over our feelings is paramount if we're going to have the mindset and the behavior and the outcomes that we desire. There's just no way around this. So in today's episode, what we're going to try to do is put together a bit of a cycle for you, help you understand some key concepts that play out in the lives of our friends and families and loved ones day after day. And you'll most certainly be able to resonate with many of these statements and many of these examples. So buckle up. It's going to be quite a show. You're not what happened to you in the past. You are how you see yourself today, tomorrow, and in the future. It's critical for each of us to take inventory in a given day and be truly conscious of what we're subconsciously doing and being conscious of the thoughts that we're thinking and the mindset and the state that we find ourselves in. I was doing some research for this podcast and I've heard quite a few different numbers thrown around. But recent, as of 2022, cognitive science research suggests that we think 60 to 80,000 thoughts in a given day. And here's the kicker. The majority of those thoughts are the exact same thoughts that we thought the day before, or very similar. If you're able to make the correlation here, if today I'm thinking the same things predominantly that I was thinking about yesterday, it would be safe for us to say that we are thinking and living from our past. And we've said numerous times on various shows that if we are to be the people that we desire to be with the outcomes that are predictable that we want for our future, we can't be looking in the rearview mirror. We can't be too far out in the future because all of the energy that we have available to us is right here in the present. Feelings are emotional states and reactions that we remember from our past. Our thoughts and feelings affect who we become and what we achieve. Here's the three-prong cycle that will really help you put this puzzle together. There are three elements in this three-prong cycle. A thought, and then a thought will trigger a feeling, and then a feeling will trigger behavior. Family, I really want you to remember this. So if you're able, take a little piece of your skin on your hand in between your index finger and your thumb. Squeeze it firmly and twist it for 2 seconds. Here's what I want you to remember. Feelings are the language of the body. If you have a whole lot of thoughts going on and you're starting to get emotionally involved, when your body checks in, it's going to say, oh, I recognize these types of emotions. They must want to feel more this way. This way can be positive and it can be negative. But the unfortunate truth is, more often than not, it's negative. Let me bring back to your recollection those 60,000 thoughts that keep us in a perpetual cycle of either positivity or negativity. Some time ago, I was working with a good friend of mine, and we were putting some notes together for a talk we were going to do. At that time, he introduced me to Neville Goddard. And one of the things I remember Neville saying is that feeling is the secret of the wish fulfilled. So let's unpack that for just a moment. If in fact there is a goal out there in the future that you want to obtain, we know that you have to have the proper attitude, you have to have the mindset, you have to be prepared for everything that's going to come up along the journey so that you can obtain whatever it is that is at the end of that chapter. If in fact you're in this cycle that we're talking about, where you're thinking the same thoughts today that you thought yesterday and the day before, then the outcome that you have to anticipate is not going to be the wish fulfilled. Conversely, if you've got your mindset together, if you're in a state where your outlook is on the up and up, where you're in a can-do, will-do mindset, this is going to literally work in your favor. And I want to bring back just a minute, just for a moment, what we're saying. We're saying that there's a thought. The thought will then trigger a feeling, and then the feeling will trigger the behavior. That's going to go either for you or against you. The whole purpose for us bringing this to the surface is so that we can have a recognition of that and begin to put controls in place to undo that limitation so that we could be limitless. Now that we have a good understanding of the three-pronged cycle, the thoughts, the feelings, and the behavior, now let's talk through some key concepts that are going to further cement some of the truths that we've unraveled today. We've said numerous times here on our podcast that the mind has two mechanisms that we see as part of our day-to-day experience. They are either voluntary or involuntary. On the voluntary side, there's the conscious mind that gives us the ability to rationalize, to reason, analytics, to interact, and so forth and so on. And then we have involuntary and sort of what we would consider autopilot, and that being our subconscious mind, where there's programming that we have collected over numerous years and have cemented in through repetition. One of the key things that I want to bring to the surface in this area is this. You have to become very intentional about the things that you allow your ears to hear, your eyes to see. Your environment is important, because the subconscious mind, it continues to build upon previous experiences. And if the previous experiences are not what you desire, then begin to take a look at, what are you watching on your television? What type of content are you viewing on your cell phone? The subconscious mind, it does not distinguish between right and wrong, between good and bad. What it sees you doing the most, it figures that's you, and I'm going to store it, and I'm going to make this a part of whatever programming that I already have. We know that since it won't reject any of the information that we make it subject to, then we have a mindfulness duty to be cautious about the type of information we're feeding our minds. Because again, in the same way as little children, we were constantly on record. Once we have a set of programs, those programs are always looking to be confirmed or replaced. If you're not getting the results that you want, we've got to begin looking squarely at what do I do to get these programs out that don't serve me and replace them with programs that do serve me, that do help me, that do provide me the strength and the fortitude I need to press ahead. At least 3 times a day, we should be feeding our subconscious with an image, with a set of verbal outcomes. Maybe it's on the 3x5 card. Perhaps you have a photo that you keep with you that represents the end state that you desire. Whatever you select, at least 3 times a day, we should be looking at that, reviewing that, helping us to remain focused, creating the picture of the outcome that we desire so that that becomes the new focal point rather than the things that we would draw from our previous experiences or memories. Now we've come to the part where we talk about the practical steps to help you deal with these emotions. Let's start with the planning process. As you're getting ready to put together a course of action, an outline for some goal, some achievement, some aspiration that you have, I want to encourage you to always go to the end of that experience and anchor that with affirmations that are upbeat, that are positive, that are going to help you maintain your focus, maintain a proper mindset, and maintain a can-do attitude. Depending on the state that you're in, and the mindset that you're in, and the vibration that you are giving off, that is precisely what you're going to get back. If there's an area in your life where you keep having some sort of negative self-talk or self-sabotaging talk, become clear as to what that theme is, and then begin to replace that. If I felt that I wasn't smart, then I would do an I am statement that I am smart, I am intelligent, I am capable, I can do it. What we desire to do with this, and it's, you're not just going to do this one time, you're going to do this for a period of weeks or months. All of us are different. The research says that establishing a new norm or a new habit is anywhere from 21 to 67 days now. So somewhere in there, we now are in the process of creating this new norm. And to sustain it thereafter, we have to divorce from that old thing completely because it's going to come back up. But because you're a different version of yourself now, and the new I am statements have come in to replace that, you'll find that the inner chatter will go away significantly faster, in which time you'll be able to move into the future with a permanent fix. All of the things that we've talked about thus far are really centered on inner work, evolution within ourselves, getting to know us in a much more intimate way, and picking off one by one those things that are not serving us. Here are 2 fantastic methods that I want to bring to your awareness that you can put in your tool chest to help you deal with these emotions more effectively. The first is state change. If you're mindful, then you will know when you have reached an area or when you have come into a state that does not serve you. And if you're already at that level of awareness and you exercise that style of mindfulness, all you simply need to do is take note of that. If you were in a pleasant place, go back by simply changing your mind. And to do that, you say, I feel stressed. 3 minutes ago, I didn't feel stressed. I felt happy. I'm making a conscious decision to change states from stress back to happy in the next 1 minute. And it's literally that simple. And if you are so determined that that's the way it's going to be, then the rest of your body will get in line and that's how it will go. The second one is you're not mindful yet. If you don't have good awareness of what's coming into your mind, how it's impacting your feelings, and how that is manipulating your behavior. It's a method that I found working with veterans who have PTSD. It's very well respected, and it's called tapping. Actually, it's called emotional freedom tapping, EFT, but most people just say tapping. And this will give you awareness of your emotional state. It'll get you back in the moment. And on average, it'll reduce, let's say, for instance, 1 to 10, your stress level was a 10. If you do this, it'll bring you down to a 5. If you're 8, it'll bring you down to a 4. So you can see the efficacy there. There are certain locations that are in play. These are the center of your palm, your inner eyebrow, the outside of your eye, under your eye, between your nose and lip, under your lower lip, in the center of your chin, your collarbone or bones, and 4 inches or so underneath your armpit, finally the crown of your head. What you do is you take 2 or 3 fingers and you tap one or more of these locations 6 to 10 times. For the ladies, I recommend and research suggests that a gentle tap works best for you. And for the guys, a firm tap has been shown to yield the best results for you. If you're able to combine both of these, the state change along with the tapping, and if you recall the 3-prong cycle where you have a thought which triggers a feeling, and then a feeling which triggers your behavior, the understanding along with the practical application of these 2 tools will set you up for long-term success to be able to halt feelings and emotions that aren't serving you, or you're in the moment, you're starting to feel your state change, you can't afford to have your state change. This is going to bring awareness to those things so that you can begin to again deploy these techniques. That's going to conclude this episode. I want to thank you for your time and attention. Feel free to share this episode with family and friends. And tag me on IG at Your Thought Life, YOR Thought Life, no spaces. By all means, leave a comment or any recommendations for upcoming episodes. I want to remind you that you are enough. You can do it, and you are uniquely equipped to realize your goals and now conquer your emotions. Until next time, take care and be safe.